Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. On this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, detailing his experiences over the course of 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days in a cabin he built near Walden Pond amidst woodland owned by his friend and mentor, Ralph Waldo Emerson. A group of younger social democrats around the former head of the Senate Chancellery and state secretary in the Federal Ministry of Labor, Bjorn Bönig, spoke out in May with a paper on the reorientation of the Berlin SPD, which was often seen as criticizing the governing mayor and SPD state leader Michael Müller. The seven authors of the paper, called Stand Up, Wake Up, Do Better, have now received prominent support. Julian Zado, the deputy state chairman, has now joined the critics. Rupert Stüwe, district chairman of the SPD in Steglitz-Zehlendorf, Johannes Reichersdorfer, deputy head of Charlottenburger-Wilmersdorf, and Fabian Schmitz-Gretlein, former head of the Young Social Democrats, or JUSOS, are also in agreement. The supporters state that their party is, quote, no longer following a clear line, and adding that too often, quote, the SPD gets lost in the small details of a dreary administrative logic or in flowery phrases that are quickly refuted in the everyday life of Berliners. It is not enough to be in favor of affordable rents and good work when people experience the opposite in reality. The SPD must take the reins of action into its own hands. While the authors around Bönig praise the work of the former governing mayor Klaus Wowereit for the internationalization of the city, Michael Müller is not mentioned in the appeal. The text states that the SPD needs, quote, nothing less than a real new beginning with a new positioning in terms of content. In terms of content, the group is calling for a program to build 100,000 city apartments, reduce the burden on the middle class, improve cleanliness on streets and parks, and launch an education offensive. With pictures from a surveillance camera, the criminal police are once again looking to the public for help in IDing a suspect. On June 23rd of 2017, at about 10:40 a.m., a 93-year-old man was sitting in a BVLG 109 bus on Kaiser Friedrichstrasse in Charlottenburg. The man being searched for is said to have first hassled this senior citizen and then suddenly hit him in the face with his elbow, after which he searched the pensioner's jacket. Passengers are said to have pulled away the assailant, who is said to have hit the victim a second time. The attacker then fled the bus at the Kaiser Friedrichstrasse Haltestelle. The suspect is said to be 40 to 45 years of age, slim, about 180 centimeters tall, Central European, probably German, with tattoos on his arms, neck, and the back of his right hand. Authorities are asking anyone who knows this man and can provide information about his identity to come forward. Contact information and photos can be found via the link in our show notes. According to a report in the Berliner Morgenpost, employees of several state administrations are no longer being given freedom from the warm weather. According to the newspaper, officials were given hitzefrei, or heat-free working privileges, last week. In other words, being allowed to go home as early as 2 p.m. due to the extreme temperatures in the Hauptstadt. The economic, health, labor, social affairs, culture, and justice departments were affected. Senator for Economic Affairs Ramona Popp of the Green Party and Senator for Labor Elke Breitenbach of the Left Party revoked this regulation after receiving criticism. Now, Building Senator Katrin Lampscher of the Left wants to send her workers home early in the heat. Per a spokeswoman, quote, due to the extreme heat over the next few days, the senator has decided to make more far-reaching arrangements for working hours. Brandenburg's Prime Minister Dietmar Woidke of the SPD is skeptical about a hitzefrei administration, stating, quote, what if everyone stopped working in the heat? The public service should not create such privileges. Ryanair pilots in Sweden, Belgium, and Ireland have voted to stage a 24-hour strike this Friday, August 10th, grounding 146 flights and wrecking the travel plans of around 25,000 passengers. The walkout is part of an ongoing dispute over working conditions, which has already seen pilots who are members of the Irish trade union FORSA stage 4 separate one-day strikes. Passengers whose flights have been canceled should have already been informed via text or email, but all those traveling to and from the affected countries with Ryanair on Friday are advised to check with the airline. Pilots in Germany and the Netherlands could also join their colleagues. A poll by the Association of Dutch Pilots found that 99.5% of members would be in favor of a strike, while in Germany, talks with the Vereinigung Cockpit Pilots Union are ongoing. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.